Okay, I think we're up and running. Hello. Hi. Hey. How you going? What's your name? I'm Jess. And this is the 3 AM podcast. Okay, first things first, literally not to brag, but it's over for you hoes because I have a microphone now. So consider this, I suppose, like a test episode, because I don't know how far away to have this microphone. I don't know if, like, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if I should be doing something with it other than just talking into it. Like, I literally don't. I'm very anxious and scared, and I'm really having a crisis when it comes to using this microphone, because I think I love it, and I just love the fact that I don't have to hold it. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna paint like a really clear picture for you, and that is that every time I was doing a podcast previously, or for the most part, I was sitting like in my room or on my bed or whatever, and just holding my cell phone as though I am a super obnoxious like Kardashian on a public train. Like, it looked as though I was speaking on speaker to someone walking around a supermarket really looking for gherkins. Like, that's the 2019 vibe that I was giving off. So I just need you to go back to one of the previous episodes and listen to it, and just know that I was probably staring at a wall and holding my phone and talking into it, and just know that now, I mean, really all that we've eliminated is that I don't have to hold the microphone. Still kind of staring at a wall, but it's a good change. We're moving up, and I really hope that this microphone's working, because, I mean, if not, it's kind of too late at this point. If not, then you're just never going to hear this episode, because I'm probably not going to re-record it. So if you hear it, just know that things worked out great. We can be really proud. We've put in a lot of work. It was a really good game. You know, big, big thanks to the ref, which, by the way, okay. So again, I'm Jess. This is a 3 AM podcast, and I am from New Zealand, but I'm living in Australia, and I live in an apartment, and I thought that there was like a domestic going on. Okay, first of all, here's the real tea. Domestics go on all the fucking time down this road. I don't know what goes on, but there's chaos at all times. But I love it. It's about as close as I'm ever going to get to living in a city while I'm living where I am currently, which is in a city. Am I giving away too much about where I live? Here's my social security number. I'm kidding. I don't even think I have a social security number. Is that like an American TFN or an IRD number? Actually, that is TFN tax file number, I think. That's a whole nother thing. I have a TFN, and then I went to go check like MyGov to see if I get a refund or anything, and it kept erroring out, and now I'm really, really paranoid that like I don't have a TFN and I lied to myself. But I know that I do. But I just get like, here's the thing. I'm not really scared of things that I should be scared of. I'm really scared of things that like don't really make sense, or I can't control, or even worse, I can control, but I just haven't. So I think what I've just kind of said is that I'm scared of everything, but I'm not. I can be scared of everything. How did we even get here? How did we get here? It's a 3 AM podcast. And I'm Jess. And then I said I'm from New Zealand, but I said I live in the Sunshine Coast. Fuck, I didn't say that. But I do. I've said that before, right? Me just like exposing myself, like as soon as I get a microphone, I just start like spilling all the tea. Full name, all of my passwords, you know, birthplace of my first pet, everything. It's over for cybersecurity. But what I was basically saying is I thought that there was a full-blown domestic going on, and then I realized that State of Origin's on, so that's all that's going on. So if you don't know what State of Origin is, it's rugby league. If you don't know what rugby league is, it's like American football or gridiron or whatever, but more dangerous. I don't know what the difference is between rugby league and rugby union. Do I care? I don't. Probably as quickly as we jumped into that topic, I'm going to move away from it. But I have a microphone, which is great. We're going really well so far. We're 5 minutes in to this section anyway. I know I did a little cheeky intro, but that probably, you know, maybe adds like 2 seconds, maybe. Did I say 5 seconds or 5 minutes? I meant 5 minutes. But I'm just basically having a really good time. Okay. I keep feeling like I'm going to hiccup, and I just really want to be prepared because I want to be like, pause. But it's just, it's either going to sneak up on me or it's not going to sneak up on anyone, and it's fine. Okay, so what's new? What's going on? Well, there's a couple of things. First one, it's genuinely, okay, this is the real 3 a.m. aspect, because this really isn't a conversation that I would typically have unless I'm super, super overtired, and that will usually happen sometime around 3 a.m. And here's the thing. There's something very wrong with the fact that I don't want a pet. I want a pet, technically. Like, I would love to have a pet. Love animals. Would love to have a dog. Would love to have a cat. Would love to have a couple of cats. Can't have a rabbit here because they're hella illegal. Something like the maximum fine you can have for keeping a rabbit is $64,000. Like, relax. And I think the reason is because he's such like a prolific pest. Is prolific the right word to have in that sense? I hope so. But if they're a pest and they're everywhere, then wouldn't having one as a pet be just like, you know, one less rabbit in the street, so to say? I don't know. I truly just work here. And I've spoken about this, touched on it in the episode with a quote-unquote stranger. And I say quote-unquote now because obviously I spoke to this person for 2 hours. So that definitely puts a strain on the word stranger. Definitely more now, like someone I've spoken to for 2 hours. But I genuinely do not want a pet for the pure reason that I know that it will make me so happy. And eventually it's going to die, and then that happiness will go away. Like, I would rather completely avoid that level of happiness than have it given to me and then just have it taken away. And that is something that I think I should talk to someone about. But it just makes so much sense to me. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I only know that because people have said it sounds crazy. I don't know that because that's what I feel like in my brain, that is just survival 101. Like, why would I ever go out of my way to attach to something that I didn't have to attach to just to know that that thing is going to, like, leave and then I'm fucked, you know? But apparently that's not a common opinion, so I would really love to know whether or not you agree with me, whether that's crazy talk, basically all of those things. But let's jump back into, I really want to see. Okay, so I would really love to interview some people. I've interviewed / I suppose just spoken to a couple of really cool people. But I'd really love to do interviews. And I don't know how that would work with like a phone conversation. Like, how does this pick up on a speaker? Okay, I have a plan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause you guys quickly. I'm going to find a video of just someone talking that kind of sounds like it's a phone call. Then I'm going to play it, and then we're going to listen and see how it goes. You guys are like part of the science experiment. BRB. Okay, so I really love David Dobrik's vlogs. So I am going to play a clip from his most recent video, which is surprising sister with a brand new car.
Debilitated. He learned his lesson. What are we actually doing?
I'm partially the reason why he's in there.
Me and this guy have been through a lot of shit. Like, legit best friends. We grew up together.
Okay. So I'm just going to pause this and I'm just going to see how that sounded. So we'll be kind of finding out at the same time, kind of. Okay, I love it. That's actually so much better than I could have hoped. Yay. So this just literally means that I can call people and then they can be on the podcast and then happy day. So I can like interview people kind of. Because here's the thing. So yes, I have a microphone now. And this, like, for me, if someone ever told me that I was going to be spending like $100 on a microphone, I'd be like, excuse me, but I don't appreciate liars. And the fact that you're just coming up in my business and just telling me like blatant little baby lies, I'm not here for. Can't relate. Can't appreciate. Can hate. I think that's pretty good. But now that I have, I'm like, oh, like I can, this is definitely a gateway drug. Like right now, this is the shining light of all sound quality in my eyes because I was literally filming on a dusty potato, but filming, recording on a dusty potato, that part still remains. But like I can see how in, you know, 12 months, whatever, I'd be like, oh yeah, I want to add another microphone so I can interview. And then once I add another microphone, then maybe I want to add one that like, because I've got a lot of, like, mouth noises. I don't know why. I drink so much water. But I'm just, like, I'm a very mouth noisy person. Add that to the list of reasons why I'm single. But that's just, you know, maybe there's a microphone that completely eliminates mouth noises. And that, at the end of the day, is really the dream, right? Like, not only do I want a microphone that eliminates mouth noises, but there's honestly some, like, air filters that I think would be really great, like, in, you know, office settings or, like, family reunions you didn't sign up for or, I don't know, just life in general. I don't really feel like there's a time where you need to hear mouth noises, so if you can eliminate them, then that's kind of just as good. But, yeah. Love this microphone, very happy. All I literally have to do is plug it in and then I record and it just goes. There's some shit on the back for me to connect it to other things that I don't understand. Look, I'm not really here for that, but if it works one day, then it works. One of my friends is considering getting like a way better setup for podcasting. And I know that it sounds really like stupid, but I'm like, I can bring my little BB microphone. Should I name it? That's such a... Okay, sometimes I say shit and I'm like, wow, I would be so embarrassed to hang out with that girl. And then it's like, silver lining, I can't hang out with that girl. But huge gray area within the cloud. The only reason I can't hang out with that girl is because I literally am that girl. And at that point, like, what do? When you are the embarrassing friend that you don't want to spend time with, like, what's your next... What's your next port of call? For me, that answer is just like owning it, embracing it, and just living your best life. And so that's kind of, I suppose, how we got here. But, okay. I, like, on an ongoing basis, I really am super unsure of what to talk about just by myself. Like, I can go off on tangents for absolute sure, but... Like, is that even of any interest? Like, who's still here? Like, if you're still here at this point, let me know. Because I appreciate it. I don't really understand, like, looking at analytics and stuff. I can see what devices this is being listened to, like, what methods, whether it's through Pocket Cast or Spotify or Apple Music or whatever it is. Apple Podcasts, rather. And I can see how many listens and how many unique listeners, but I can't see anything else. Like, I can't really see, like, how much of each podcast people are listening to. I don't know if it only counts as a listen when it's finished or, like, what the deal is there. I'm sure I could Google it. Don't know that I'm going to do that, though, and I'm not 100% why. But I don't know. Like, I just don't know. Like, if you're still here, raise your hands and bow, I think. Okay. Well, love that. Hi. Thank you so much for still being here. I have a question. Does anyone else see the numbers 9/11 all the time? Just to clarify, I don't think it's anything to do with, like, the terrorist attack 9/11. But I always see the time 9/11. It's really weird. Okay, here's another side note. I think because I believe that psychic stuff can happen, I think that's what makes me so skeptical. Like, if I ever go to a psychic or, like, see a psychic reading, I am the most fucking ruthless person on that person because I think that it can happen and I've had really weird experiences. But because I think it can happen, I'm on super alert for anyone that, like, tries to manipulate it. Because there's some really – okay. I also cannot wrap my head around the Hollywood medium. What's his name? Tyler something? I don't know. But to me, that's just, it seems so fake. But all the links they go to try and, like, make it not seem, like, not seem fake, it just seems like too much. Like, it's clearly fucking fake, right? There's no way, even if he doesn't know, like, there'd be some way of figuring out who it is, or, like, Googling it, or, like, is he wearing, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but there's just something weird. And speaking of something weird, the psychic twins are truly the worst. I don't know, like, are they wearing a wig? That isn't why they're the worst, by the way, but just as a question. Are they wearing wigs? Because why do they look, their hair always looks super, super just off. I can never figure out why. But the psychic twins. So they allegedly have predicted, like, 9/11. They allegedly predicted several of the huge, huge events. But if you ever read their predictions, they are bullshit. I'm going to see if I can try to find a summarized version. I remember that being really, really difficult. Psychic twins. Like, I honestly feel like their prediction was something as bullshit as, like, something bad will happen. Let's have a look. Oh, I was trying to open something weird. Okay, these psychic twins claim that they predicted 9/11, whatever, whatever, whatever. Oh my god, I don't care. Why is everything popping up? Oh my god, this is going to be the most difficult thing to find in the world. I'm literally just trying to find the prediction. Yeah, but there's just something so off about how they predict things. Like, I'm like, no, that's not the tea. Okay. I just don't, I can't find it. They're saying shit like, we predict huge storms. No shit. Global warming's literally taking down the planet. Like, what the hell did you think was going to happen? I, like, that is honestly like saying, there's some oxygen left, but we're kind of using it all. Like, we fucking know. I don't know. I feel like I was silent for like 6 years, but I was just trying to find the actual quote of theirs from the prediction. But even that, like, if it's not succinct enough that you can have a quote on it, then maybe it's not fucking legitimate. Should that be a t-shirt? If you can't quote it, it doesn't exist. I don't know. The psychic twins are just out the gate. Also, do you know what's really, really crazy? And this is one thing that I have to be careful of when I'm recording by myself. When it is just myself, I have absolutely no recollection of anything that I've discussed. None. Like, I have no idea what I've just been saying. I have no idea how long I paused for. I don't know if I went to sleep halfway through. Like, it's very genuinely low-key concerning. But that's okay, because I feel like we got through it. I feel like I've opened a lot of boxes and haven't put the lids back on, and now I've probably prompted a lot of unanswered questions. But if I have, just let me know what those are and I can resolve them. Yeah, that's honestly about it. I'm going to give you guys a sec and I will be back to say au revoir. Or will I? I will. What's up, weenies? 10 points if you get that reference. So we've come to the end of the first microphone podcast, and honestly, it's been a roller coaster. What I've personally learned is not to do this while I'm tired, because I'm not holding the phone or anything. Like, it's a lot easier to just get super comfortable and kind of fall asleep and then subsequently actually fall over. But other than that, I think what we've learned is that good times and good vibes are everywhere. And just, I don't know, to subscribe to the 3 a.m. podcast on iTunes, which would be fabulicious. So yeah, be in touch if you have any questions, queries, anything you want to add, anything you want me to talk about. I've definitely got a few ideas, definitely got some people I'd love to call up and give a little random over the phone interview, and just love it. Just live, hashtag live, laugh, love. Okay, bye. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Why did I say bye? I literally haven't even. So follow us at the 3am podcast on Instagram. That's at the 3am podcast, obviously all one word, on Instagram. Or you can follow on Facebook, or you can just fucking jump onto Spotify or Apple or the actual Anchor app to download. But have fun. Enjoy yourself. Let me know if I can do anything to help. And bye.